Kaya Biz.
Well, we'll get inside your business in just a moment, but we're taking a look at our economy, at our businesses and everything else that's in between there. And primarily picking up with a key conversation that we need to be mindful of is economic data that's been released by Stats SA. Consumer price inflation rose to its highest level in 5 years in the month of December, backing the case for a potential increase in interest rates as soon as next Thursday, when the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee will sit down for its first scheduled meeting of the year. To help us understand more about this economic data and, of course, the impact that it will have on our growth prospects, impact on our pocket, as well as us as individuals, we join on the line by the chief economist at Alexander Forbes, Isaiah Mhlanga. Isaiah, always good to speak to you, and thank you so much for making time.
Thank you for having me and to Kyle.
Indeed. Good evening. We're hoping that the line will hold up, as it seems as though there might be some gremlins in our system, but nonetheless, we'll forge through and forge ahead. As I think, let's start with first things first. CPI numbers, did these surprise you at all, given that, it seems as though we're following in line with an international trend here? We're going to have to jump in there, and I'm hoping that we can reestablish the line. Unfortunately, it does seem as though the line is not connecting, but hopefully we can hear you clearly now. You had touched on the figure being at 5.9% for the month of December.
Yes, we were surprised, and we were expecting 5.7%. But I think if we just look, there are a couple of things, maybe three. Supply side globally, we see them also in South Africa, particularly if you look at the difference between goods inflation and services inflation. Goods inflation went up to 8.5%. Services inflation is still quite muted, which says to us it's still a supply-side story. The second one, oil prices have been increasing while the U.S. dollar rand exchange rate has been stable. That has contributed to a significant increase in petrol price and the transport component of the CPI. And then the third one is the lack of demand locally. If you look in terms of core inflation, it is still closer to the lower end of the target band than it is to the midpoint, which means we simply don't have demand pull inflation in this economy.
Help us understand what that actually means, because one would assume that with the rising oil price and major other factors that that would be in line with the expectations that we see.
Look, the surprise, I guess, comes from the fuel price. It went up quite aggressively over the last month. We have seen a significant rise of about 40.5% year on year, from about 34.5% in the previous month, and that pushed transport operation inflation to about 32.4% from 27.9% in the previous month. And already this contributes, about 2.3 percentage points to headline inflation. So close to half of the, headline inflation comes from transport costs alone. Again, if you look at core inflation, which strips out fuel, it strips out energy, strips out food and non-alcoholic beverages, it's still quite stable. That just tells us the economy itself is not generating a lot of inflation. Mm-hmm. It is at about 3.4% in December, just marginally up from 3.3% in the previous month. So we're still not seeing, those demand pull inflation coming through.
So
if
I'm understanding you correctly, things could be a lot worse. So this is just in line and slightly better than what we should have anticipated.
No, this is worse to what we anticipated if you look at headline inflation. Remember, the South African Reserve Bank targets headline inflation, not core inflation. Sure. Yet they do look at core inflation to assess the pressures in the economy, but they target headline inflation, which is close to the upper end of the target at 5.9%. So if we look forward, The factors that drove inflation higher more than expected now are still present and are not going to abate anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
Global supply chains are still there. Oil price still quite sticky on the upside. And the dollar rand that has been stable is likely to start to weaken as we expect the U.S. Fed to increase interest rate at least four times this year, which means emerging market currencies, including the rand, are going to be under pressure. And then that is another factor that is going to weigh even more on fuel price domestically.
Mm.
So overall inflation is likely to pierce through the upper target of the Reserve Bank in the months ahead. And that is going to result into the sub responding much more aggressively than what they had penciled in.
Fantastic. Quick. Now I've got you, Isaiah. But help us understand as well what the impact might be then on not only the MPC meeting that we anticipate next week and upcoming meetings and the SARB's approach to interest rates, but ultimately what this means as well for our pockets as consumers.
So first, it means when people go to their shops, they will have to pay more for basic goods because goods price inflation has gone up. It takes a lot of time to produce and to ship from offshore, and the shipping costs have increased. So that is going to be reflected in the prices that consumers are going to pay for these goods. So that's a direct impact of just the increase in prices. But also from a monetary policy point of view, when the SARB sees inflation expectations rising, they would have to respond by hiking interest rates. Yes, they would have to look at what is driven locally and what is supply side, which they cannot control, but also they have to consider the pass-through effects of the supply side inflation. By that we mean when consumers or workers see inflation increasing, they will demand higher wages from their employers because the value of their money is buying less and less. If they are provided with higher wages, they would spend more in the economy, and that then leads to producers adjusting their prices higher, thus causing inflation. So yes, supply side inflation can transform into demand pull inflation, which the South African Reserve Bank ordinarily responds to by hiking interest rates. So expectations in the market, if you look at the farm market, those that trade interest rates, they are pricing in 221 basis points in 12 months, which means it's over 2 percentage points increase in interest rates over the next 12 months, which seems to be very aggressive. The South African Reserve Bank's quarterly projection model at November MPC had priced in 200 basis points increase in rates over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Might likely to be more than what they had projected, given that the factors have now lifted inflation slightly higher than what we would have expected.
Oh, will this have any impact on economic growth expectations at all?
It would. Higher interest rates normally increase the cost of borrowing for all consumers and for all firms. In fact, for all economic agents in the economy. Repayment rates for bonds, for mortgage bonds, those that have bonds for their houses, for car repayments, as well, the installments are going to go up, for credit card overdraft is going to go up. And as it goes up, people borrow less. And when people borrow less, it means the property market is also going to be impacted. But also, generally, investments tend to moderate as interest rates go up because the cost of borrowing is going to go up. So that will depress economic growth generally. But it works with a very long lag of up to 24 months from the time the SARB start to increase interest rates. So we'll start to see the negative implication of interest rate increases from the second half of this year onwards.
Yep, let's certainly hope so. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Isaiah. Really appreciate the insight you've shared with us. We'll have to leave it there due to time pressures, but really thankful for your time. That's Executive Chief Economist at Alexander Forbes, Isaiah Mhlanga, helping us unpack the latest CPI figures, again showing that inflation has increased higher than what we anticipated and certainly does warrant some kind of interest rate increases from the South African Reserve Bank. In other words, your debt is becoming a lot more expensive, and this will have an impact in the longer term on growth and, of course, credit lending practices that we see from financial services institutions.
Higher Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.